This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 28th of March 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week we welcome French-Finnish duo The Doe into the studio. Dan Levy and Olivia Merilati met while working on the score for the 2005 film Empire of the Wolves. The pair started to write songs together in their spare time as The Doe and quickly gained a following in their home country of France. In 2008, they became the first English-speaking French act to have a number one album in France with their debut A Mouthful. Since then, they've toured the world and recently released their second record, Shake, Shook, Shaken, which sees the band ditch their guitars in favour of a synth-pop sound. We'll hear from the band in conversation with Holly Fisher soon, but first, here they are performing Opposite Ways.
I have second thoughts I just cannot explain. Intuitions that keep stepping in the way. What if I was wrong when I abuse vulnerable hearts? What if I'm wrong to act like little lies don't hurt? Second thoughts I just cannot repress. Intuitions that keep keeping me away. What if I was wrong to take for granted what comes free? What if I'm wrong to think there's nothing wrong with me?
Feeling the same, sorry about this. We're in the ground.
let's start from the beginning. And you two met when you were composing music for film. Did you start working on music for film together? And did you think that you'd form a band out of it?
No, we never thought that. It was kind of commissioned by the people working on the film. We had to work together, so we didn't have a choice. And then it just happened that we were a good team. And so we kept working on soundtracks. It was pretty new for me because I wanted to write songs mostly, but that was a good experience somehow. And then we worked a lot for contemporary dance as well, choreographers and theater. And in the middle, we wrote our songs just for fun. So that was the only thing that was really free without any restrictions.
How is it different composing for film and for dance and then also making songs to go on an album?
I think the difference is we were completely free to do what we want. We take the time, the day off to write songs. And so nobody was asking us to do something. When you're working on movie soundtrack or dance, contemporary dance, it was free, it was fun.
It was, when you work on dance, especially for movies, you're expected to do something. And the directors have references and they want you to do something specific, but also it's always very vague. So it's a tricky one. But it's always good to have a frame, though. So once in a while, we like to work on soundtracks or other projects, because when we do only our own music, it's so open and so free that, you know, it's also good to have restrictions. So that's what we did on the third album as well. We kind of tried to put a frame.
Didn't want to be the one to forget. You thought of everything and never regret. A little time with you is all that I get. It's all we need because it's all we can take. One thing I never see the same when you're around. I don't believe in them, my slips on the ground. I wanna take you to the place in the road, but no one gives us any time anymore. He asked me once if I look in on his dog. You made an offer for it, then you ran off. I've got this picture of a skits in my head, and all I hear is the last thing they said. I listen to your problems.
Writing for contemporary dance, that's quite interesting. How does that work? Do the dancers have a dance already, or do you give them the music first?
It depends, but...
Depends, but it was at the beginning. I think we don't do that now.
No.
But we did four pieces with a Finnish choreographer called Juha-Pekka Marsalo.
It's also about meeting the right people. I think he gave us... Juha-Pekka Marsalo is a very important person in the DOS history, because he definitely somehow kicked us in our habits, because we didn't really have proper songs at the time, and he actually wanted songs in his ballet. He was an important boost.
Got the songwriting going.
Yeah, exactly. So it depends. Of course, there's a lot of score and instrumental music where that's really dance thing. And he uses, then we recorded vocals and we use them not like in songs. So
do you find that the things that you were doing back then influence what you're doing now? Or do you think this is just completely different?
Well, I think everything is connected. Today we're really focusing on the songwriting itself, and maybe I don't really know. It's part of us.
And I just wanted to talk a little bit about in 2008 your album A Mouthful got to number one in the French charts, and it was the first ever English speaking French act to do that. That's quite interesting. Do you think that there's been a rise in French acts singing in English?
I think there must have been. Yeah, there has been. The boundaries have opened, and the French bands and singers allow themselves to sing in English.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there a rule in France where quite a high percentage of music played on the radio has to be in French?
Yes.
Hard to promote your own music in English over there?
Well, I don't know. We've been lucky, especially on the first album. We were on the radio a lot, Then it depends on circumstances. I'm not sure it's just about language, but I don't know. I think this opening up to English is also about, I mean, I see acts like Christine and the Queens or La Femme who sing mostly in French, but they still have this international vibe somehow. So I think that has changed in France. It's not just the old songwriting tradition. So I think that's a good thing because it's getting more modern.
Didn't matter what they wanted to see. You thought you saw someone that looked just like me. Or some memory that just never dies. We played too long and hard to give it no time. It sees up through me, it's so easy with lies. Cracks in the road, I would try and disguise. He wants his scissors at the seam in the wall. He cannot break it down or else it will fall. 1,000 lonely stars. It doesn't happen every day. Kind of counting on you being a friend. Gonna give it up or give it away.
Moving on now to your latest album, Shake Shook Shaken. How long was that in the making?
It took about a year, a little more than a year. It takes a while because it's just the two of us in the studio. And we write and record and play everything. So it was quite a long process after all, but I mean, we couldn't do it faster than that. And then we went to New York to mix with a French sound engineer called Fab Dupont. So it's basically the three of us.
What's your process like in the studio?
We work separately at first in our own studios. Then we get together and record songs we've decided to work on. And we recorded in Normandy. In a studio where we built us, in a house where we built a studio. So it was playing around with synth in the middle of the fields. That was fun.
Despair, hangover, and ecstasy.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Thank you very much to today's guests, The Doe. You can catch the band performing across Europe and North America over the coming months. And the record, Shake Shook Shaken, is out now. Join us again next week when we'll be getting folky with Josh Rouse. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend and thanks for tuning in.